Hello, Soap you Holding.
Hi, Wookie.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. So it's me, Dave. I'm calling so we can get the onboarding taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Hey, so I have Natalie here on the line with me. Natalie, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, great. So she'll be our onboarding agent today, okay? So if you need anything, you know, feel free, Wookie. You know how to get a hold of me. And if you don't have any questions, I'll go ahead and leave you guys to it.
Yeah, I'm looking for, right now, I'm looking for my business license. Now, I can't find it for whatever reason. Now, I know I renew it, but I can't find it for whatever reason. I think when I went on that, on that boarding thing, they asked for it, and I can't find a new one. I don't know what I did.
I got you, Wookie. Now, quick question, Natalie. I mean, he's already verified. Does he need to submit that one right now? Is that
something? No, not now. We can look into that later. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm looking for it right now because I see the thing. I haven't finished out the thing on the board yet. And then I was just filling it up right now, and I seen that they asked for like the business license. I'm looking for it in both trucks and my old truck.
Well, don't stress out, Wookie. Yeah, don't stress out too much. You know, we'll work on it for you, and then right now we'll get started so that way we can get you right on the line. Okay?
Okay, no problem. Sounds good.
Okay. I'm going to leave you guys to it. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Wilkie. Nice to meet you. My name is Natalie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Natalie. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you very much for asking, Wilkie. So I just want to let you know that the call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Okay?
Okay.
Very good, Wookie. Well, I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, I will explain the Google business profile verification steps and outline our next actions together, okay?
Okay.
Okay, very good. So let's start by verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know and I will make those corrections, okay?
Okay.
Okay, very good. So I have your business name as Silky Dumpster Rental and Junk Hauling.
It's Silky Clean Out and Hauling, but on Facebook I just changed it on the Silky Dumpster Rental just to make it more visible for people who are looking for dumpster or junk hauling and stuff. But the real business is Silky Clean Out and Hauling.
So the name that I am seeing here on your Google profile is Silky Dumpster Rental and Junk Hauling, but then on Facebook you have a different name?
Yeah, on Facebook I just have that Silky Clean Out and Hauling, but that's the real business name. But I don't think that's not a problem because I already verify everything with Google and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, just to let you know, Wilkie, Google is very strict when it comes to the name, and Google wants to see the same name on all your profiles, okay?
Okay.
So
I have it on everything else, and except Facebook and stuff like that. I already changed the name on everything else except Facebook.
Yes, I think that we will need to update the name on Facebook as well, but I will confirm that with you later, okay?
Okay.
The address that I have on here is 5343 County Road 579, Sefner, Florida 33584.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I see that you have a different address on your Google. Oh no, you don't have the address.
I don't have the address. I don't have the address showing because the reason why I don't have the address showing on my Google listing. Because I live right next door to the house. It's two property. They're right next door to each other. The other one I have the house listed on is right next to my personal home. Because I didn't want the address to list it on there, you know, so people won't come to my house.
Okay. Understood. Yes, my mistake. It is the service areas, not your address. So the address is hidden and will remain like that, right?
Okay. Yes. Yes. I wonder how address to be how hidden and stuff like that.
Okay. Very good. Is there a unique?
I mean, is that a problem that me
no,
having
not at all.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Don't worry. Not at all. Especially if that's where you live, that's what we recommend to hide the address. So we're fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because the main reason I did that, I didn't have it hiding before one time. Twice, I had a guy just pull up at my house and stuff. I'm like, hey, what are you doing here? It's like, and I have my family here and stuff like that. I just don't want the traffic at my house and stuff like that. It's two houses. They live out on both. I mean, me and my wife, we own both of the houses, but they right next door to each other. So I use the other one, that 5343, for business. And then the one I live in, I don't use that at all, you know. For businesses, but I just don't want people to come into my house.
Got it. Don't worry. Is there a suite number or a unit number associated with the address?
No, it's 5343 County Road 579, Stephanie, Florida 33584.
Okay. Okay. And you said you are licensed, but you don't have your license number handy, right?
The business license, but I have my personal license number.
And that's fine. Are you insured for your business?
Yeah, I have insurance. I have liability insurance, and I have a liability insurance for the business, and I have insurance on my truck as well. Insurance on my truck as well.
Okay, good, Wookie. Later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on 813-785-0507?
Yes, yes. That's my number. You can reach me on them all the time. It's my business number as well.
Okay. I got your email address as silky813@live.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are we building you a website? Because I don't see that you already have one, right?
Yeah, I have a website already. My website is silkycleanouthauling.com. It's with Wibley. I give David the website. David knows about the website already. I give him the name already. It's silkycleanouthauling.com.
I got it. Yes, I have it here. I just want to double check with you if you will be working with that email or if we are creating you a new one.
I just want to keep the same email for everything.
I mean the website. You are going to keep the same website?
Yeah, I want to keep the same website, but Mr. David had told me that he's going to make some changes and stuff like that, you know, into the website.
We do not make changes on websites that we did not create with Wilkie. So you have two options here. Keep the one that you have, but once again, we cannot make changes to a website that we didn't do, or we can create you a new website. It is not recommended to have two live websites. So it's up to you.
Oh, okay. I already paid for the one there for this one. How much a new website would cost me?
No, it's already included, Wilkie. But it's just not recommended by Google to have two websites for the same business. So.
So will you guys won't be able to do the SEO on the old website or no?
We can add your website to, I mean, I think it's already added there on your Google profile. You can keep working with that one. The only thing that is not possible for us is to make changes on the website for you because we did not create that website. So we cannot make changes on websites that we didn't do.
Oh, okay. I mean, would that be a problem for me to get the more leads and stuff? Would that be a problem or?
No, 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 no. The only thing that is different is that when we create a website for you, anytime I do make any changes, we'll be able to do it because we create that website. But if you have one already, we cannot make changes for you because we didn't create one. But that's the only thing that changes.
It's very simple to do whatever you guys want to do. All you guys need is like I just provide you I use a send email. I just gotta give you the password number. That's it.
Okay. Even if you give us the password for the domain, if you own it, we cannot make changes on websites that we did not create. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand, but I just don't want that to be a problem for me to, I just don't want that to be a problem for you guys to be able to do the SEO on a website and stuff. I just don't want that to be a problem.
If there will be no problem for us managing your SEO if you keep your current website. That's not a problem.
Oh, okay. You got it's not so you guys will still be able to work. You guys just don't be able to make no change, but you guys will still be able to.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I'll be able to do the SEO on a website, and if you guys won't be able to make no changes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool. Okay.
So you
long as it's not going to give no problem or anything like that, you guys can keep the website the same.
Okay. Very good. We'll keep it. We'll keep working with the one that you have then. Okay.
Okay.
Now I am going to activate your call tracking number, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide you a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out the spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So I am going to activate the number right now and see your contacts. You can save it as Local Splash.
Oh, give me one. Yeah. Oh, it's a lot. It's windy outside. I couldn't really hear what was going on. Okay, I'm going to start now.
I was explaining to you that we are going to activate your call tracking number, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. We are going to provide you a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool will track every lead and filters out the spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue.
So when somebody calls, the call will come to this phone or to this number or another number?
We will be promoting you with the number that I am going to give you right now. And then the calls will be automatically redirected to your number. But when clients see your Google profile or your Facebook ads, they will see the number that I am going to activate right now. Okay.
Okay. Will they be able to send messages to that number as well?
Yes.
I mean, text messages and stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay. And then, okay.
I don't have a 813 number, but I understand that there's also the 656, right, area code over there.
No, that's not a 656 number. I know it's a 813-727-727.
Oh, let me try with 727 then. Okay, so it will be a 727 number. I need you to please save it on your contacts.
You can't give me a 813 number?
No, there are no 813 numbers available right now.
Oh, okay. And that number right there, I could give it to people to call me as well, right?
Yes. We will be promoting your Google profile and your Facebook ads with this number. And the potential customers will be dialing this number, and the calls will be redirected to your number. And then all the calls will be saved on your Local Splash app. That way you can see all the revenue that you're getting for the job, for the work that we are doing. Okay?
Okay. And then what about my other number, the 813? It's still going to be on my Google account, right?
No. That's what I just said, Wilkie. We are going to update your number on Google and also on your Facebook ads to the number that I am giving you now. The potential customers will see this number and dial the number that I am going to give you right now, and the call will be redirected to your number. So we will have to update the number on Google.
Oh, okay. So when they call me, but the number is still going to come, the call is still going to come through this phone, right?
Yes, the numbers will be redirected to your number, but the numbers will be dialing the 727-660-9239.
What's the number? 727?
660.
660.
9239.
I got 727-609-9239.
No, it's 7-2-9-2-3-9.
Okay, 6. Okay, I got 727-660-9239.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the number right now. Okay, that's so when people call my this work phone, that they would dial that number, and the number that call will come through this phone, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So please,
I'll be able to receive text messages, yes, on that phone, pictures on that phone, everything.
Yes, you will be able to receive text messages from the potential customers, and you are also able to answer them.
Okay.
Okay. Did you save it on your phone already?
Yeah, I got it saved already. So I got it saved here. 727-660-9239.
Very good. Yes. At the end of our interview, I will make a test call to your call tracking number so you see how the potential customers will be calling you. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. We can elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting that sounds like this. Hi, thank you for calling Silky Dumpster Rental and Junk Hauling. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. This voice greeting, Wilkie, has a one-time fee of $19. Would you like me to add it?
How much?
$19. It's a one-time fee of $19.
And then what do I say?
The voice greeting will say, hi, thank you for calling Silky Dumpster Rental and Junk Hauling. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. That's what it says, but if you want us to change it, or if you want the voice greeting to say something different, we can also personalize it or change it.
I mean, do I have to get it, or...
It is something that is optional. I mean, most of our customers running successful campaigns add it, but it's not mandatory. If you don't want me to add it,
I don't get it right now. Maybe down the line when I start making some money. Oh, so I have to go. Okay. I have to download that through an app, the phone number through an app, right?
What was your question again? Sorry.
The new number. Let's say I have to download that number?
No, you don't have to download it. You just have to save it on your phone.
Okay.
Okay, Wilkie, we are going to identify your most valuable services, which are the keywords. These are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients that are looking to hire your services right now. So... according to David's notes, I have here that you do junk removal, residential dumpster rental, commercial dumpster, roll-off dumpster rental, event waste management.
Yeah, the dumpster rental, the dumpster residential dumpster, the residential dumpster, dumpster rental, and then dumpster rental, junk hauling, stuff like that.
Foreclosure cleanup services. Property clean-out services, stump removal services, tractor services, construction site cleanup services, bush hog services, and concrete.
Don't too much focus on that. Just focus on that dumpster rental, dumpster rental, dumpster rental, dumpster rental. More keywords for the dumpster rental. Residential dumpster, commercial dumpster, and then and some junk removal and stuff like that. Property clean-out.
Is that it?
Yeah. Dumpster rental, residential dumpster, same day dumpster rental, property clean out and junk removal.
Okay. Once we are done with the interview, I will send you an email with these keywords. And if you want to make any changes, either add or remove, you can just reply to the email and we'll make those changes for you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I could name it to you right now, like what I want. I just want the dumpster rental, junk hauling, foreclosing, property clean out, and then construction site clean out, and tractor service.
Sure, I got it. I will confirm that through email, and if you want to make any changes to that, either add or remove, you can reply to the email, and we will make those changes for you, okay?
Yeah, dumpster rental, residential dumpster rental, same day dumpster rental, junk hauling, foreclosure, property clean out, demo, and construction site clean out, and tractor service.
How many years have you been with your business?
Since 2020.
How many people work with your company, Wilkie?
It's just me right now. And then whenever I need help, I just hire somebody to come with me.
What are your hours of operation? Can you please confirm?
The hours I have on Google.
So, from 10 to 6, from Monday to Sunday?
Yeah. Sunday we close at 4-5 o'clock on Sunday, something like that.
Oh, yes. So from Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, and then Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. What kind of payments do you accept from your customers?
Cash and Zelle.
Okay. Now that we have your business information, you have two options. Option number one is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels, which are Google, Facebook, and Yelp with no additional fee. And then option number two is to list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories. I recommend option one. Please keep in mind that blanketing hundreds of directories can open you to spam calls and a waste of time.
What do I need to do now?
Choose option one or option two. Option one is to optimize your online presence on Google, Facebook, and Yelp. And option number two is list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directory.
Option one, I guess.
Thank you. Let's cover your Google business profile now, which is going to be a key asset for booking high value jobs. So which service areas, specific cities, would you like to dominate? You can give me up to 10, but ideally 5 for more effective focus within 2 hours drive of your base.
Okay, give you 5 right now?
Yes, please.
Okay, the 5 I want to do right now at the moment, let me see.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you the 5 closest to me. Let me see. Okay, I want to say Safner.
Mm-hmm.
Mango, M-A-N-G-O.
Mm-hmm.
Donatosasa, T-H-O-N-O-T-O-S-A-S-S-A.
Thank you.
There's 3 or 4?
3. And you can give me more, a couple more.
I want Dover. Plant City.
Okay. Thank you. I am checking here, and I am seeing that you already gave us access to your Google profile as admins, right?
Yeah, I did. I added you guys already.
Okay. Let me check something really quick about your Facebook. Give me just a minute here, please.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Is this like a, is it a miles radius or is this the city you guys are going to check?
You can just give me cities. We recommend no further than 2 hours, but there are some clients that add things that are farther, and that's fine.
Yeah,
if
I
want to
like at least like 35 miles radius.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I don't want to just, because there's some other cities that are like real close by that's like, you guys only do like 5 cities, but that's other. I want to do 35 miles radius.
Okay. I am working on your account. Give me one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for holding, Wilkie. We sent you an email that is titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. And in that email, we request you to send us.
Hello?
Yes, I am here. You said to
work. Yeah, what do you
need now? It would probably be the best to change to all match. Okay. We sent you an email that's titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification, and we ask you to please send us images of your tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license and insurance, business card.
Okay, you need, okay, send it to you now or through an email?
No. You can do that later, okay? We already sent you the email that is titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed, okay? From the list that we sent you, we need you to send whatever you have. If there is anything that you have from that list, well, just send whatever you have. You can either reply directly to the email or upload the images through your local Splash app, okay?
Yeah, I would send it to, okay, pictures and business card and what else?
Images of your tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license and insurance, business cards, business registration, and also an invoice.
Invoice. I usually like give them a receipt.
That's fine. If there's anything from these that you don't have, that's fine.
Okay, picture, business card, license and tag.
Yeah, the list is in the email. The email we already sent it to you, and it's titled Action Needed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay, Wookie, well, one post feature that we offer you are weekly Google profile postings to keep your business front and center in local searches. You will be able to preview and update these anytime in your dashboard, and this has no additional fee, and it will help your Google profile. Would you like me to activate this feature for your business?
Yeah. I just want to start getting some calls and stuff like that.
Okay, good. Then I will...
Another question. Do you guys do like a miles radius from my location, or do you guys just target cities and stuff like that?
We do both. Miles and radius, and also the areas that we checked earlier that you mentioned.
Oh, okay, because I have more areas I want to give and stuff like that, you know?
I do not suggest you to do more than 10, and we already have 5. Would you like me to ask?
So do you need 5 more?
No. We already have 5, and we recommend you to start with 5 and then go from there.
Okay.
As the one you already gave me, you want me to ask more?
Yeah, but if you can't do it right now, we can do it. Hello?
So, yes, Wilkie, are you adding more or not?
Yeah, I have more.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay, I want to know which one you have. Which one do you have? You have Tampa?
I won't be able to see what you gave me earlier until we are done with the call. Sorry.
Okay. Can you put a Fish Heart?
Sure.
Fish Heart, F-I-S-H, Heart, H-A-W-K.
Okay.
And it puts Gibsonton.
Okay.
G-I-B-S-O-N. N-T-O-N.
Okay.
Ruskin, R-U-S-K-I-N.
Okay.
And then Waimama, W-I-M-A-U-M-A.
Okay.
And then Apollo Beach, A-P-O-L-L-O, Beach, B-E-A-C-H.
Got it. Okay, very good, Wilkie. Let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page for your business?
Yes, I do. It's Silky, I do. Silky Dumpster and Junk Carting.
Okay, if you want us to optimize your Yelp page, you will need to add us. It's already included, and you just need to add us to your profile as admins. I am sending you an email with the instructions, and that's something that you can do later after the interview. Okay?
Okay.
And I also sent you another email for you to add us to your Facebook.
To my Facebook?
So, yes, we need you to add us to your Facebook page as admins.
How do I add you guys into Yelp?
I sent you the email with the instructions. You can do that later after the interview. I sent you an email with instructions and images. Right now, I need you to please check your email and see if you got the email that is titled "Grant us access to your Facebook business page." Have you received it already?
I got the one for my business, the Yelp, for the Yelp to add you on Yelp. I don't have the one for Facebook yet.
Okay. Please refresh your email. It is showing that you got it.
Okay. Yeah. So what I do now, just
open the email, please. Once you open the email, in the third line, it says, in order to grant us access to your Facebook business page, please click here. So click where it says click here.
Okay, I'll open the, it's a let's start by connecting meta to share access. So what I do, click connect?
Yes, please.
Damn, I don't have my freaking password.
There should be an option there for Facebook to send you a code to your email or phone if you forgot your password, and then you'll be able to change it.
Yeah, I'm already logged into Facebook already. I just don't have a...
You need to enter your email and password or your phone number and password. So if you don't have it, you are not going to be able to give us access. So if you don't remember your password, if you forgot your password, you need to click on forget my password. So Facebook can send you...
They're asking for numbers. For a number right now. I guess they're going...
Good. Okay. Yeah.